Lots of people have been in the streets demonstrating. Tens of people have been out there. Free trade area of the Americas, for those who don't know, is referred to as a NAFTA in stereo. This can be explained in terms of jobs. Of course, the problems we've had in this country, like with the recession that started last week that ended tomorrow, that's caused by unions. And the unions are always making these demands for luxuries like multi-walled dwellings and post-nursery education, post-breakfast meals. So what we had to do, we had to give them a little time out, put them in the corner, and then in the meantime, the jobs do have to get done, so we relocate the jobs to some place where people are more interested in having jobs. Asia, for example, many, many specifically to Malaysia. Those of you who know your Spanish know that's bad Asia. And the people over there, of course, very happy to have the job. The bad Asians, very happy to, because it's a streamlined organization. We just set up the shops and they come in and sweat, basically. And in the meantime, we can do that while we're getting ready for the FTAA, which will solve all problems for all people, or at least it'll solve some of the people. Anyhow, you have to think of the economy as a novel. It's a long process, like a Russian novel. It's like we're up to chapter 11, I guess.